The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
In our fast-paced lives, it's all about multitasking, instant information, and immediate gratification, leaving us with few idle moments. So what does that mean for your well-being and connection to your spirit? Welcome to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. Intuitively Speaking is your place to get reacquainted with your purpose, your truth, and your authentic self. It's a place of learning, healing, and personal growth. It all starts when you connect with you. Now, here is your guide, Shauna Gulbrand.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Intuitively Speaking. I am your host, life coach, Shauna Gulbrand, and I welcome you and thank you for being here and sharing this space with me today. Wherever you are in the world, whatever time of the day or night it is, whatever you're doing, my wish is that you are enjoying your present moment, because now is all we ever have. I want to announce right away, our listener line is open. If you would like to call into the show, the number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. So as my regular listeners know, I like to start off my show with the top three things of my day, because I would like to bring awareness to you, the listener, of the good things that are happening in your life that sometimes you don't see because you're caught up in stress or work or kids or just everything, and you think you're having this chaotic day and there's always good things happening around you regardless. So my top three things of the day today are tights. It is growing a lot cooler here in New England, even though today was gorgeous. And I love to wear tights, and I wore tights today, and they just make me so happy to wear, even though I know snow is right around the corner. The second top thing of my day today was my delicious salad at lunchtime with lots of fresh vegetables and, of course, some feta cheese. It was so yummy. And my third top three thing is the weather. Today in New England, it is absolutely gorgeous. When I left for work this morning, it was about 44 degrees. Thank God I had tights on. But today on my way home, there was nothing but blue sky and it was warm and all the leaves are falling and it's just absolutely gorgeous out there. So those are my top three things of the day. I would love to know what your top three things are. So if you want to write in or call in, please do so, and I will say it on the air. So I'm not going to do a lot of talking today because I want to get right into the show. I have a wonderful guest with me today. She is a psychic and a medium and a healer who has been practicing for over 6 years. Her name is Rose Rotelli. Using her connections of her guides, angels, and ascended masters, Rose brings forth messages with compassion and love. Her goal is to empower her clients as well as show the continuity of life after death. Her messages, whether psychic or medium, are set with the intention for the client to find peace and enlightenment. Always keeping in mind that you are in control of your own destiny, she is honored to be a messenger for those in the higher realms and wants to help her clients experience that amazing gift of light that is within all of us. So it is my pleasure to introduce Rose Rotelli. Rose, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, I met Rose in a mediumship development circle at Circles of Wisdom in Andover. And I reached out to her, I asked her if she would be on the show, and she gladly accepted. And I'm so excited to have you here. I had a reading with you a few weeks back over at Circles of Wisdom. Yeah. Certainly wasn't long enough. I have to make another appointment to come see you again for a while. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Shauna. It's an honor to be here. And when you had asked me at class, I thought, Let me do a little bit of research about what I'm going to get myself involved in. But no, it's a great concept of what you're doing, and it really is. I'm just very, very blessed to be a guest tonight.
Thank you. So, a lot of people talk about intuition. They talk about psychic. They talk about medium. Can you tell us the listeners, what is the difference between the three?
Sure. Basically, intuition and psychic are very, very similar. People just like to word it one way or the other. But the intuition, your psychic, your sixth sense, that's that gut feeling that everyone has. So everyone is born psychic. It's just something that we just know. We can't really put our finger on it. We can't explain it. But certain situations in your lifetime, I'm sure you can think of examples as well, where you've just walked into, whether it's a room or whatever it could be, and you think, I'm not quite sure about the vibe in here. Or you're thinking beforehand, this is going to be an amazing night. I can just feel it. And that is your intuition. That is your psychic sense. And so everyone does have that. A lot of mothers talk about it with their children and just knowing, you know, when someone's in pain or when someone needs you, even though they're not physically in front of you. And so we, like I said, we all have the ability. Children in particular are very strong with this because we are over time, unfortunately, learning techniques every single day about how to shut it down and so and to not trust it. And so part of why I do this work is because I really want clients to be able to trust that gut, listen to that intuition that is inside each and every person, and to not second-guess things. A lot of times, you know, we have people around us saying, you're crazy, or, you know, you're overthinking it. But the bottom line is if it's consistently occurring, if it's consistently coming up in your feelings, in your thoughts, there's a reason for that. You know, our body is very much in tune with what we need. And so I always tell clients, listen to your body, listen to the signs it's giving you. And so that is your intuition. Mediumship is completely different. Mediumship is the connection to a deceased loved one in spirit. And so the vibration is different, the feeling is different, and there's all different, views and thoughts on this. But my view, my personal opinion about mediumship is similar to psychic in that I do believe everyone can connect. And the reason I say that is because over the years of doing this work, I just have learned from so many spirits and communicating with them, I know they'd rather talk to their loved one as opposed to me having to do the delivering of the messages. And so I always tell clients, think about it. Would your mom rather talk to me or you? And so, like I said, there are different beliefs, but my own personal belief is, yes, I do think everyone can be a medium. But you'll know the difference. And the difference is that when you have an intuitive feeling or when you have an intuitive thought, it's something that you recognize within yourself. It's a familiar feeling because it's something you've had since the day you were born. And so you know how your body responds to certain things, and you can slowly, over time, learn how to trust that. When it's mediumship, though, you'll start to feel or kind of think you're going crazy because you're hearing things or you might be sensing things or seeing things that you're just like, that's not a thought or that's not something that was there before. And so those are the types of people that I like to get because they're like, I'm losing my mind. I think I'm going crazy. And it's like, no, you're not. It's just your mother or someone else playing tricks on you. And so, that's the main difference. People do often get confused about the two because they think psychic and medium are sort of one, but it's not. It's very, very different. But yeah, everyone can do it. I think that's the biggest thing for me is I want people to learn how to listen to themselves, listen to their bodies, and listen to their loved ones who are in spirit because they are around us all the time and they are trying to guide us and help us and encourage us in those situations that we need it. And, when you want, for instance, a lot of friends, I talk to my mom every day or I talk to my father every day and I miss that. You know what? Pick up the phone and call them because they're there every day still. It's just a different phone.
Right, exactly.
And they'll communicate with you in other ways. It's not the same, but it still sometimes can feel as fulfilling. And over time, as you get more comfortable with it and confident with it, yes, you absolutely can feel the presence of them around you always. And that's a wonderful thing that I wish everyone could experience, why I do this work. So, yeah.
Well, we already have some callers on the line. How would you like to do a reading now?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I figure we might as well jump into it. We already got some callers on the line, and I want the listeners to get a feel of how you work and what you do.
Absolutely. So, no problem.
Okay. So we have Ida and her daughter, Diane, on the line. Let's see if we can get them connected. Ida, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Ida. Hello. Thank you so much for calling into the show. And your daughter, Diane, is with you?
Yes.
Well, please, the both of you, say hello to Rose.
Hello, Rose.
Hi, how are you?
Say hello to Rose. Hello,
okay.
Rose.
Okay. So, Ida, who is it that you're trying to connect with today?
My husband.
Just going to say, I feel your husband here, Ida. So I have a little bit about how I work is I'm going to feel a lot. I'm a very physical medium. And so I get a lot of sensations from spirit. And I do feel the presence of a male around you, and he's telling me that he was your husband because there's still that heart-to-heart connection directly linked between you and him. What's interesting to me, Ida, and if you can validate this for me, but he gives me a sense here that his passing, although I do feel
that
he was older, I do feel it was still unexpected. Was it a heart-related passing for your husband?
The what?
Was your husband passing because of his heart?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. And were you expecting this? Because what he's giving me a sense of is that even though you knew he was sick, it still came along quite quickly. That it was almost as soon as I found out I'm sick, it's too late. There's not much more I can do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I have to ask as well, did the two of you come over together to America? Are you first-generation Americans?
What did you say?
Bring you here? Because you're giving me a sense that you were newly learning the ropes of America together. So did you guys come to America together?
No.
Okay. But you're also an immigrant as well? Because the two of you, what he's saying to me is you were learning the ropes together. Does that make sense in regards to culture and building up the family and building up the finances? Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I have to ask you a little bit about how he's showing me. Was he on the shorter side in that when you were presence-wise? Was he not a very tall, large man? To me, he feels a little bit shorter. He feels a little bit stockier. How do I word this? He's not really skinny, but he's on the shorter side.
Yeah, medium.
Yeah, he was stocky.
Yeah.
And he's also talking about, he must have really loved to eat, Ida, because what he's talking about is all the delicious foods around him and around you. And I don't know if at one point there was either working with in the food industry or something to do with food distribution. Because he's talking about sort of the behind the scenes of the food. So where you live, was there a butcher or butcher-like shop nearby?
Borelli's.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And was this one of his favorite places to go frequent? Because he loves the meat, he loves the butcher, he loves the food. And I'm not quite sure where he's going with this.
Yes, the casino.
Okay, that's it.
We used to go a lot to casino. That's what it was.
Okay. Okay, yeah. He's also showing me, okay, so in addition to your daughter that I know is on the phone with you, there's another child, because he's talking about the two children. So there was more than one, yeah?
Yes, two.
Okay. And was the other one a boy, I have to ask you?
The other one is not here.
Okay, all right, but was it a boy?
Yes.
Okay, did he want to acknowledge the son as well? And so I just wanted to make sure that that was accurate. And it's interesting to me because he has, I'm trying to figure this out, but since his passing, are you finally now getting back on your own two feet? Because you guys were two peas in a pod is what he shows me. And I feel that since his passing, there was a lot of loss and a lot of sadness. And it was almost like, even though your family is around you, you don't really know which way is up. And I'm trying to get my footing and my bearings about me here. And what I do want to acknowledge for you is you said you are finally getting to that space where you're able to pick yourself back up and start to be there again, and your presence is back, you're back, and it's almost as if the kids could validate. They lost you for a while during this, and I feel that your spirit, you're starting to find reasons to be happy, reasons to live, and reasons to just laugh and smile and have fun again. I have to ask you, how many grandchildren are there? Are there 4 or 5 grandchildren?
3.
3. Okay, there's another one on the way. You'd be showing me 4, and I feel like you would love 5, but there's with the 3, I have to say, these are the lights of your life. Yeah, they're very much present in your current day-to-day?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because he is showing them around you. And
there's another one on the way.
And he's telling me there's 4, and I guess there's going to be 5.
Yeah, well, maybe he meant my nephews having a baby.
Okay, very much, you know, it is very much with the family dynamic.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It is kind of one big family is what I'm feeling here. Now, my other question with you is I have to ask you about a trip or a recent trip, because if you haven't taken it yet, I need you to go on this trip. So, maybe you can validate this for me. Are you planning a trip with Mom, or a way in which we can get Mom out? Because he's saying there needs to be a trip if it hasn't already happened.
Well, she did say if we ever went somewhere, she wanted to go. And my brother is having a hard time with his mother-in-law right now because she's not doing well, but he has mentioned that he needs to go on a trip, and if they do go, they wanted to make sure they took her.
Yeah, absolutely, because I feel like this is necessary, the timing. I kind of want, if you guys could try to make that work within the next year, it would be ideal, just because I do feel that your mom could use it as much as the rest of you. And for some reason, I want to go on a boat with this as well. So are you thinking cruise or something like that?
Well, he's taking a cruise, if necessary, just him and I, we're going to go see my brother in Florida.
Okay, that's fine. It's just at some point when you're out there, get on the water.
he wants to go on a cruise, yes.
Okay,
my
brother, perfect.
My son, yeah, he wants to take me.
Awesome, okay. And so
always wanted to go on a cruise. Then he got sick and we couldn't go.
Yeah, I still feel that this is something that he wants for you and for the family. And
yes.
So I never ask Spirit how this is going to happen, because I just kind of trust them that it will work itself out and it can come to fruition. But he's still acknowledging that for you and still wants that for the family. So hopefully he can manifest it so that it can happen sooner rather than later. There's also music. Did you play the piano? I have a lot of piano playing or music and singing. And I got to tell you, with his voice, he had a deep, hearty voice. Does that make sense? I want to sing like this deep.
No, he's not musically inclined.
Did he have a deeper voice, though, or something where when he would try to sing out, it was like a bellow, like loud? I don't know how to explain it other than I feel like you could hear him in the neighborhood if he was to belt something out. And there's something about the piano or around the piano. And so either there was someone in the family that plays music. I didn't tell you, there's music in the family. So at some point growing up, you guys must have either been playing music or singing around the piano, something about that.
My daughter plays the clarinet.
Okay, and is there still more to come, or something? You won't let the piano piece go, or maybe it's keyboard, but something with those keys. So maybe encourage her to branch out a little bit more. Something about the singing, too. So just keep that. As future reference. But I can tell you, if he had a horrible voice, I don't think he thought he did. And the reason I think is when he's coming in, he's very boisterous. He very much wants to kind of sing and dance for me a little bit and be fun with this energy. So I do feel that, you know, sort of symbolically what he's saying to me is to bring that back into the family, to have that singing, that dancing, that fun, that all of that stuff that we need to get back in. And I can tell you, if he was horrible at it, I almost think that he would do it on purpose. Because I like the way he's goofy. I like the way he can sort of joke around about this aspect of it. However, I have to say, very hard working. I have to stress this. There were a lot of things in life that he did take too serious. This was not one of them. So I do want to separate that. Family, I can put on one category, and then work, the outside world, the stresses of the outside world, it's something completely different. I want to kind of shelter all of you from that. And so I do feel part of the heart, part of the stress, the high blood pressure, things like that, were because his entire existence was about shielding, providing, protecting the family. Huge, huge in Japan. I can't stress that enough. And it really is the identity of a man is how he can provide and how he can make others feel. And I, although he didn't express it a lot with words, there were other ways he showed it. So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, ladies, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're going to have to go to break soon. So, Rose, would you be able to wrap up a nice little message for Ida and Diane?
Yeah, I mean, basically where I'm just going to go with this is I have to say that in the upcoming month, especially with the holidays, since these are very important times for him and for you, and I have to acknowledge this has got to be relatively soon. Because you say, I don't know that this is the first holiday, but is this the second holiday without him? Because what I have is I'm still trying to navigate all of these scenarios, all of these situations without him. And I do want you to know that he's very much present. He's still very much around you. And then with the upcoming birthday as well, I want to acknowledge, I want to say happy birthday for my upcoming birthday here. So his birthday must have been coming up soon because he's acknowledging this is also his birthday time of year. And so for that, I just want you to know he is very much around you, girl, you guys. And with your son, too, and with your brother, just know that the timing for this trip needs to kind of happen within this next year. I'd rather it happen sooner rather than later because I feel we all need it. And he wants to go on this journey with you as well. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
How lovely. He'll be there with you when you go on that cruise.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ida and Diane, thank you so much for the both of you for calling in and speaking to Rose today. And I hope you found a sense of peace and joy with that reading.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Bye. Okay, Rose, we are going to go to a break, and I'm going to ask you a couple more questions when we get back. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment, folks.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you interested in moving past blocks that have kept you stuck for far too long? Are you interested in becoming the best version of yourself as you discover your purpose and passion? Shauna Gulbrand is a certified life coach and motivational speaker. She's also the creator of A New Ladies Night, a workshop program designed exclusively for women to discuss topics that affect our everyday lives. Shauna's services include life and spiritual coaching for individuals or groups looking to get reconnected to who they truly are as they continue to walk down a path of spiritual enlightenment and soul evolution. She also offers motivational speaking engagements for your company, group, or cause. You can contact Shauna by calling 603-233-5268 or visit her website at shaunagulbrand.com. Again, call Shauna at 603-233-5268 or visit shaunagulbrand.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. To reach our show today, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to sgulbrand@hotmail.com. Now, back to Intuitively Speaking.
Hello, hello, welcome back. Yes, I was chair dancing again to the music that I picked out, and I just love my son's voice introducing my show back. I know I say that every time, but I can, it's my show. So, I have been speaking with Rose Rotelli, psychic medium Rose Rotelli. Rose, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
That was a lovely reading that you just gave to Ida and Diane, and thank you for doing that. So, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How do you deal with skeptics?
Very delicately. it is something that, it's a day-to-day thing because it is a hard industry to be in. There's no question about it. And with the skeptics, don't get me wrong, I like a healthy skeptic. I like someone who comes in to sit down with me that really doesn't believe, but there's at least a glimmer of hope that I'm not some quack trying to, just kind of blow smoke up their, whatever. So it is, you know, it's a day-to-day challenge. I have it even in my own family. And so it's something that has probably been one of my biggest struggles with this work. And so, you know, how I deal with it is this. I do this work strictly for spirit. I don't do it for anyone else, honestly. And so my role, my job is to hopefully prove the continuity of life for those people looking and searching and just sort of lost since their loved ones have passed away. And I really take it very serious. And so when I get a skeptic, I do like I said, the healthy ones, where they're willing to work with me. Because as you know, I mean, it's a three-way conversation. So I'm listening to spirit, and I'm then delivering the message to the client, and it's kind of just going back and forth, back and forth. And oftentimes, spirit uses for us what we know, and so they'll use symbols or certain life experiences, and then it's our job as a medium to try to make sense of that or to interpret that in a way where it can fit, you know, work with the client. And so it has been a learning curve. It has definitely been interesting, but how I deal with it is that I try to let spirit prove it. And right. So, you know, I do like skeptics, don't get me wrong, but some people don't want to believe, and that's totally okay. My mom will never believe in what I do, and I 100% respect her for that. And oftentimes what it is the fear of the unknown. She's a very, very, very religious woman, and so I have to respect that her belief, this is not, it can go with it. And so we don't discuss it. But what we do discuss is God and the presence of God, and God being love, being the one, being divine light, being whatever it is you want to call God and in your world. And so those are the conversations that I can have with her. And so, yeah, that is sort of it's a day-to-day thing. So anyone doing this work, I do encourage you. It is like, you know, baby steps when it comes to breaking out into this world and then sort of seeking it out, because you will get consistently every week people who want to prove you wrong or want to prove you a fake. But in the moments where you get even just that one client who gets the healing that you know just changed their life, that is why I do it. And that is why I stick with it. And so the skeptics, you know, they're here and there, but, you know, the good outweighs the moments where you're like, I couldn't break through. I couldn't get through. I didn't, you know, I failed as a medium or whatever it is. You know, it's just one of those things. It's a day-to-day struggle.
Well, I would like to thank you for doing what you do, because I know that you give people peace and joy, and it, we need that. We need more people like you. So for any of those potential mediums listening now, step out and be heard and be seen and listen to how Rose deals with her skeptics.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, if I can interrupt for 1 second about that, because there are so many mediums out there who are afraid. And right. I was for so many years. And what it does is you lose yourself through it because it is your calling, per se. You know, I mean, we often do it, but some of us are chosen to do it for work. And for those of us that are feeling that push, it really is, you will, no matter how much you try to turn your back on it, they keep coming back. And so you're better off trying to make sense of it, because in the process you will end up, what happened to me, you know, I lost a ton of weight, lost a ton of friends. I really just pushed everyone away because I was broken, because I was shutting down who I really was. And right. But I also knew by coming out, I was going to completely disrupt my Italian Catholic upbringing and my parents. And so it was a huge struggle. But I encourage people to come out, because I do think that the more of us that are out there, the more authentic that we do it truly to help and heal and to work for spirit, that is what the world needs. There are so many people seeking, searching, looking for answers, trying to make sense, and wanting to know that we're not alone and that we don't just die and that's it. And so I encourage you to get out.
Well, what you're doing and what I feel I'm doing as well in my fashion is we are raising the vibration of the planet. And that is always a good thing. So
absolutely.
Thank you for doing what you do. So thank speaking you. Of doing what you do, would you like to take another call?
Sure.
Okay, great. So we have Eileen on the line. Let's see if we can get connected to Eileen.
Okay.
Eileen, are you with us?
I sure am.
Hi, Eileen. Thank you so much for calling into the show. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Why don't you say hi to Rose?
Hi, Rose.
I'm excited to hear
from you.
What was that?
I said I'm excited to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just broke up for a minute. All right, so give me a second to connect. I know Stacey's here to talk. Okay. First and foremost, I have to say, I have a smoker around you. It's a woman, and I'm trying to get a little bit more information from her. You don't currently smoke, do you, Eileen?
No, I do not.
Okay. And did your mom?
No.
Okay, because I can smell the cigarettes around her, and I'm just trying to figure this out. Mom's in spirit, though, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And so was it dad that smoked around her? Because she doesn't, I can't get, I want to, like, kind of flash my fingers in front of my nose, and it's stinky.
Well, yeah, I guess my dad did smoke a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Not very
much,
though.
Kind of going like this with her nose. All right. Your mother, I have to say, this energy is amazing coming from mom. What I like about her, kind of the sense that she's giving me here, is she's a real fighter. I have to acknowledge this. And she's a really tough, tough cookie, is what she's saying to me. I do get a sense that you have a very strong-willed, very tough, almost sarcastic woman around mom's energy. And what I get here is a strong will to live. Because what she shows me is as she passed from an illness, yeah, I don't feel unexpected passing here. And as she is sort of spiraling into this illness and not feeling as well and losing different functions and aspects of herself, I still feel in her spirit so much fight, so much strength, almost to the point where when you would look in her eyes, even though I don't feel that I can communicate very easily towards the end, you can still see that feistiness in her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And do you, I have to say too, I have a very frank speaking mom. I have a mom that I really truly think of as like a good friend. I feel like I can pick up the phone and call her and I can sort of run, lay out my day to her. She's going to be a good sounding board for me. So can you accept that as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. And, you know, it is interesting to me because with her illness, this was a progressive one, yeah? And I feel that towards the end, I really, very degenerative, so I almost like, did she, even, she keeps bringing me to my hands, too, so I almost like, did she lose function in her hands or the ability, was there arthritis in addition to the illness, so I can't even really move my hands, too?
Yeah, she definitely got very weak.
Yeah, okay, and this is it's a bummer, I guess, is what I want to say, because she was so full of life. You know, and what I want you to remember, really what I think that she's bringing it to the reading now, is that you know that wasn't her, but unfortunately that's the last memory you have, is this degenerative body. But I like the fact now that you guys are telling stories and you're talking more about that she was such a quick-witted woman and all of sort of the quirks and the one-liners that you guys still say to this day that such like a momism, do you know what I mean? And I just feel that a lot of her still lives on in you, and there is that strength. There is that resilience. Did you recently have a health scare? I have to ask.
Did I have a health scare?
Yeah, you have a health scare.
Not that recently, but yes, I have.
Okay, because she was saying, she talked about the resilience that was in you as well, and mm-hmm. So I have to acknowledge that, you know, your fighting spirit, you're very similar to mom. In that, you know, it doesn't kind of matter what life is going to throw at you, you're going to handle it and you're going to take it and you're going to just deal with it. And so, you know, I do very much from her perspective have a lot of pride and respect for how you handled yourself during that situation. And just sort of how you are moving forward, you don't look back. It really is about, the progression and moving forward and just, where you're at now and making some significant changes. I'm trying to figure this out too. She also, I didn't mention this at the last, but she needs some kind of funny spirits that like to mess with you guys. And so I do feel that mom is still playing some jokes on you at home. And although you might think it's the beginning of menopause or you're losing your mind in your memory and you're misplacing things, I feel like mom's messing with you. I feel like she's either moving keys around, moving things around, like an important document that you put one place and it's totally somewhere else you didn't put it. But she's a jokester. Have you felt that or seen that going on at the house at all?
No, not really. But, you know, maybe it's not my mom that you're feeling.
Oh, I don't know. She's was she not funny in life? Because I do feel that she, the sense of humor or sort of the sarcastic sort of quirkiness about her is still existing on the other side. So is she like that in life? I think that she's sort of just to mess with you.
Okay.
Was she not like that in life?
No, not really. She was kind of...
Okay. No, and that's fine if it's a no. I just feel like she's definitely, I don't know what she's doing, but she just keeps showing around. Was she a teacher or are you a teacher? She's talking also about, and if it's not, she's very, like, I got to organize, I got to structure. So are you teaching or is she teaching? Is she a teacher?
No. Neither.
Okay, what do you do for work, hon?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse, okay. There's a teacher around you, or there's someone teaching, or someone going back to school, because she's going to talk about the teacher. So you either training for more, or in school, or something about that? You're in school?
I was. I've finished.
Okay. And I'm just trying to figure this out, because she keeps putting the apple on top of your head, and I'm trying to figure this out. All right, so you finally then got to where you wanted to get with your degree then, because what I feel like is that school or the schooling was still very much present, still very much around you. So is this a recent degree or recent certification for you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I got to tell you, this is what you were meant to be. This is what you're meant to do. And I do feel along the way there was a lot of good teachers, a lot of good mentors, and you're not done learning is what she's saying to me. And with your nursing, I have to say, are you still... I don't know how to word this, but she keeps showing me. Are you still either... are you still trying to figure out exactly what niche you want to go into? Because I'm not sure. I don't know why I want to say this. I'm not sure. She did it here. Says, I'm not sure that you have fine-tuned or narrowed down the field where you're going to be most successful or thrive the most. So it's almost as if there's either a little bit more schooling ahead, or you might be surprised yourself, and as you get into it, switch your area of where you're focused right now. So with this degree, was it something, either a new avenue in nursing, or what? Where is she going with this?
Yes, no, I am in a new avenue of nursing.
Okay, and what I feel like is this niche, it kind of took you a while to find this, yeah? Because I feel like I'm not fulfilled until now. I'm not fulfilled until now. And so I feel like it took you a while to really figure it out. Where is it that I want to branch off to? Where is it that I can think I can make the biggest difference?
Mm-hmm.
Was purple her favorite color? Why is she talking about the purple? Something about lavender on purple. You don't smell lavender, do you?
Do I what?
But this is such a random question. Sometimes I don't ask if they do that. I smell lavender. She's showing me lavender and making me smell lavender. And so you don't, do you randomly get essences of smells that are not there?
No, but it's funny that you talk about, she had a lilac tree.
Okay, because she keeps talking about the purple, and I feel like there's like a lavender essence, and I guess lilac, but it's just this essence of this beautiful smell that's around me. And I got to tell you, you have the ability to sense her, and I think that's where she's going with this, is that talking about the quirky things that she's doing that maybe you're not quite noticing yet.
Ladies, can I interrupt for 1 second? We have to go to a quick break. Can we keep Eileen on hold, please, while we cut to a break? And before we do, Rose, can you please tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. You can go onto my website. It's www.rosevertel.com. And you can also find me on Circles of Wisdom's website as well. I am a regular reader there.
Excellent. Okay, Eileen, can you hold on 1 moment? She must already be on hold. Okay, we will be right back. Thank you so much.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are you interested in moving past blocks that have kept you stuck for far too long? Are you interested in becoming the best version of yourself as you discover your purpose and passion? Shauna Gulbrand is a certified life coach and motivational speaker. She's also the creator of A New Ladies' Night, a workshop program designed exclusively for women to discuss topics that affect our everyday lives. Shauna's services include life and spiritual coaching for individuals or groups looking to get reconnected to who they truly are as they continue to walk down a path of spiritual enlightenment and soul evolution. She also offers motivational speaking engagements for your company, group, or cause. You can contact Shauna by calling 603-233-5268 or visit her website at shaunagulbrand.com. Again, call Shauna at 603-233-5268 or visit shaunagulbrand.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Intuitively Speaking with Shauna Gulbrand. To reach our show today, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to sgulbrand@hotmail.com. Now, back to Intuitively Speaking.
Hello, hello, welcome back. What a show this has been. It's like flying by and I'm having so much fun.
I did fly by and I'm losing my voice because I've been fighting this cold for over a week. I have my tea and honey and I'm trying to keep it going.
Well, you're sounding great, Rose, and thank you so much for being here. Listen, we have another caller on the line, and I know that, you know, we only have a limited amount of time, so I would like to get this person on the call. But before we do, I know I rushed you to share with people how to get in touch with you, but please tell the listeners again how they can get in touch with you to get a reading of their own.
Sure. You can visit my website. It's www.roserettelle.com. It's roserettelle.com. And I also am on Facebook, so you can find me there as well. And Circles of Wisdom is another place I work. It's a local metaphysical bookstore here in Massachusetts, and you can go on their website to find out what nights I am there. And their website is www.circlesofwisdom.com.
Beautiful. I love that store. It's one of my favorite stores. Okay, so we have another caller on the line. We have David on the line. Can we please connect David? Hello, David, are you with us?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show, David. Say hello to Rose.
Hi, Rose, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, let's see, David. Okay. Shauna, I got to ask you a question. Is there a relationship between you and David?
Why do you ask that?
Because she wants to talk to you, too.
All right, go ahead. Let's do it.
All right. All right, David. So there is a female energy around you, and it's funny because did Shauna put you up to this?
I asked her if she wanted me to call, and she said that I should, so I did.
Oh, Shauna.
Yeah, no, I have to say.
You're
throwing you under the bus. No, it's good. But what I do like about... the energy of this woman is amazing. Okay, so I do feel very sick in her energy. I'm just trying to ask her to step back. She's kind of bombarding me with symptoms, and so I'm asking her to step back a little bit. But this is your mom?
No, it might be my grandmother.
Okay, but this would be mom's mom then, because she's talking about mom.
Yes.
Your grandmother on mom's side, I have to ask, she has a cancer, but I got to tell you, I feel very sick in my stomach, so it must have progressed or something happened down in her belly, because she's making me feel almost, I can't keep any food down, very nauseous, that sort of thing. So with your grandmother's passing, was she very sick towards the end?
Yeah, she actually, she died of Alzheimer's, but towards the end she wasn't eating or anything, and I think she weighed like 60 pounds when she died.
Yeah, oh God, it's like I can't even keep the food down, I can't process it, it's making me feel so nauseous. Okay, all right, that's good to know. I think the reason why she wants to talk about mom, or why she's bringing in with mom, your mom since this passing, this is a tough thing to watch. This is a tough thing to go through. And I still feel mom's reeling from it. And I have to say, the reason why I feel like, Sean, I want to talk to you as well. I need you guys to prepare yourself for the fact that in the near future, your mother's going to need some assistance. There is some issues going on here with mom's health that, when they start progressing, will progress pretty quickly. I'm not killing her off, but just know that. But what I do need is I need care around her, or I need round the clock someone to be able to keep an eye on her to make sure that she's not, if she falls, someone's there to get her, or if she's leaving something on, it's not being left, that sort of thing. And so, Sean, I do want you to keep this in your mind as well, that the same ailments that your grandmother had are around your mom, okay? And what we have is the very beginning stages of this. Okay. And I almost feel like at this point, if you were to even confront her, I'm not sure how much honesty you get with it. But I'm concerned about mom. I'm concerned about sort of the issues going on there. But what I have with your grandmother to say is, I hate to say stereotypical grandmother, but she really is. Her presence, the way about her, she reminds me, I'm going to just say she reminds me so much of my dad's mom, which even though we didn't communicate, she spoke a different language, she was truly the grandmother that I was closest with because she was so loving, so giving, always putting the children first. Was your grandmother, I have to ask, was there six children or six to seven children in this family? She's talking about the large family that she had.
I wonder if this is Granny.
I think you might be talking about my grandmother.
Yeah, because there were.
Okay.
There were a lot of children.
Yeah, okay. And Shauna, are there concerns around your mom and how she's feeling?
Yes.
And I also have to say, too, was she, I don't know how to word this, but I keep seeing two sides to her, so this is what I'm trying to figure out. She showed me that, like, with your mom and with her kids, I have sort of a tough woman. I have a woman that I kind of can't, I can't push her over. But yet, when I'm a grandmother, I got to tell you, you would have not believe the story that you heard about how mean she could have been when she was younger. Because she keeps showing me these two sides to her, like the two faces to her. And so I do feel that when she was younger, she was harder. She was a little bit more, I feel like rigid, you know, and I got to run the home like a ship. But then as I got older and I had the grandkids, I finally got to actually enjoy motherhood. So it's a different type of mother. Do you know what I mean? And I do feel that she was very significant, very important in your life. Because what she has, she shows me a closeness here, a camaraderie, that even though, she keeps showing me my grandmother, so even though I couldn't communicate with my grandmother, she still was the one that every Sunday I couldn't wait to see, even though we couldn't talk. I just loved being around her. I loved seeing her. I loved her hugs. I loved her food. I loved her. But I can tell you, my dad would tell a completely different story about his mother. And so does that make sense?
I think so. What about you, David?
I'm with you.
You guys are with me. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know much about either one's childhoods.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that one of them could have run a very tight ship.
Okay, yeah. And I got to tell you, I do very much feel, she keeps showing me dad, my father's mother. But I got to tell you, the whole time she came in, she's connected to mom. So I do feel this is mom's mom. So, you know, you'll have to ask, I guess, or find out from the family other stories about back in the day. And it's funny because I do feel when she was younger, I'm a little bit bigger. I'm a little bit, not like overweight, but I do have some weight on me. And that's why this degenerative, as I can't eat, as I can't keep any food down, all that stuff, I got to tell you, it's like it's hard because food is huge around her. And to not be able to eat it and to not be able to enjoy it, I'd rather be dead. Do you know what I mean? And so this is a struggle. This was a struggle for the family to watch. Shauna, I want to ask, do you have a dog?
No, I do not have a dog.
Okay. Why does she want to talk about you getting a dog? Do you need a
yes,
dog?
Yes, please ask why she's talking about getting a dog.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about that.
You gotta get it. This is your validation. Go get the dog. No, I do. I don't know why, but I feel that there's, did your I'm trying to figure this out. Your son's gone now, yeah? He moved out?
He's at school.
Okay. And we have this, like, loneliness. I want a dog in the house for some reason. Not that a dog could ever replace a son, but I do feel the need for companionship. I feel the need to bring this in. With your son at school, by the way, I can't go see him. Why can't I go see him? I'm trying to figure this out. How far away is he?
He's only an hour away.
Okay, but why can't I go see him? What's going on? I feel the need to go see him. Why do I need to see him? I can't go see him, and I need to go see him. Why is he stressing me out about this?
Not sure. He was just home this past weekend.
Yeah, okay. He lives off campus.
I want to go see him, or I need to go see him, or I'm going to reach out to him, something. I don't know. Call him up. Just find out what's going on. Nothing, by the way, this is nothing, but I feel like there's something going on around him. I need to pick up the phone and call him. Don't be surprised if you head out there this weekend to go visit, because I just feel there's something going on in the environment over there where I need a little, pick me up, a little boost. So if he was just home, I'm not quite sure why I'm saying this so quickly, but he must have come home to something or kind of, walked into something at home. So just pick up the phone and give him a call, make sure, check in and make sure all is well. But I got to tell you, she is a worrywart. I can't get out of this energy constantly worrying. And so maybe she's making me paranoid about something that's not even really there. But always checking in on the kids, always kind of on top of the kids, always needing to know. And I do feel that her opinion, she didn't not, I didn't hold it back. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you exactly what I think and exactly what I think about that, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so I do get a sense that a lot of wisdom behind her, but she also wouldn't hold it back. She would be freely giving out the information and expressing her feelings with things. I need you to find out a little bit more about her past and about her history, because I do feel that you'll actually understand a little bit more about the struggles that you are having with mom and that you have continuously had with mom and sort of what's going on there. It will make sense.
Okay.
You can understand that. Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. Sort of, yes. I'll have to think about that.
I hope I'm not listening.
That's what I was thinking, too.
And now we're going to get a dog.
No, I don't know about that.
Just get a dog. Honestly, I do think that, she's very, I have to say, there's a lot of shamanic, a lot of earthbound, a lot of nature energy around her. And that's why, by the way, you guys are drawn to nature as a couple. The two of you have this huge shamanic pull. And so I just need to know this is a divinely inspired you. I don't know why I want to say that, but it very much, the more you guys can get out, the more you guys can hike, the more you guys can be in nature, she needs you doing more of this. And I know that you already do quite a bit, but I need you doing even more and taking more weekends and taking more time. And maybe that's why she's pushing for the dog. You need a companion to go hiking with too. But a lot of shamanic energy. So Sharna, for you, with what you do for work, start thinking about healing in the shamanic realm, please.
Okay. So, all right. I first of all, I would like to say thank you to David for calling in, and then I'm going to close the show because we only have a few minutes left. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, David.
Okay, so I had no idea that this was going to go this way when I suggested that he call in because, he listens to me and he hears what I do. And so that's very interesting. And what I find even more interesting is when I met with you a few weeks ago at Circles of Wisdom, my grandmother came through. Mm-hmm. And you talked about working with animals because there's energy there that I haven't tapped into yet. And you talked about shamanism. So the fact that you're repeating it now that you picked up on the hiking. I had my friend Andrea on last week. She did a oracle card reading for me, and it talked about getting outside and getting into nature. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
So I think they're hammering it home for you because me.
Clearly, I'm getting the message now.
Right.
So that was really cool. I had no idea it was going to go that way. And
yeah, it's funny because sometimes we can't control, who comes in and what they want to say. And so I do apologize to David that I couldn't catch his grandmother, but you know, I do think he'll benefit from the message as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Rose, thank you. I mean, we have a minute left, but I just wanted to thank you personally for coming on the show today and bringing these messages. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to all the callers. We had more callers on the phone, and you've done radio before. You know how quickly an hour goes by.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I apologize to those who were not able to get on the line, but you can reach out to Rose. Rose, do you do telephone readings as well?
I do phone readings as well. So that is definitely an option for those people that live in different parts of the country. No problem. Yep, we can make it work.
Excellent. Okay, so if you've been listening, if you would like a reading with Rose, please reach out to her. I highly recommend it. I will be seeing her next Tuesday at Circles of Wisdom for the Developmental Circle, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to thank everyone for listening in today. The hour flew by. Please send me emails to my host page if you have any questions. Reach out to Rose. And I just want to thank everybody who tuned in today and for the folks who called up. And for David, who called up.
Yes,
and that,
thank you.
And that great reading. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. So, thank you, Shauna, for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rose. Okay, so next week, I will be interviewing author Jennifer Kunst. Her book is Wisdom from the Couch, Knowing and Growing Yourself from the Inside Out. I hope you can tune in. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Intuitively Speaking. Please join your host, Shauna Gulbrand, again next Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a wonderful week.